KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:03, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies. It's 49 degrees, and we look for skies to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a high around 67. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Well Cove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Well Cove. In Southwest Iowa news, police in Creston arrested a woman on drug charges last night. 18-year-old Jasmine Castile of Creston was arrested just after 10 p.m. following a traffic stop. She faces charges that include OWI first offense, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of a controlled substance. Castile was later released from the Union County Jail on a $1,000 bond. And at around 3:50 p.m. Tuesday, 27-year-old Terry Hankins Lund of Osceola was arrested on North Elm Street in Creston for public intoxication. Hankins Lund was being held at the Union County Jail on a $300 bond. Well, the Kams School Board is moving forward with tentative plans for an addition to the Messina Elementary School to help ease overcrowding. Board Secretary Linda Edwards said they approved the plan as presented by Snyder & Associates Engineers Monday night.
We are going forward with the plan as presented, get started on the bid process, since we want to be in it by next fall.
The plan tentatively calls for a 40 by 80 foot expansion of the 4-year-old preschool and music room. The board in their brief meeting also approved revisions to and adopted a parent and family engagement policy.
It says parent and family engagement is an important component in the student's success in school. The board encourages parents and families to become involved in their children's education to ensure the child's academic success. And then it tells six things that the board must do to involve families, and wording like and family involvement. Instead of just saying parental, it's adding and family involvement.
And the Exira EHK school board met Monday evening, and they discussed refinancing of the sales tax bond. Superintendent Trevor Miller said the board wants to move forward with looking at the myriad of options available to them.
So we will have our representative from Piper Jaffray come down for the November meeting and kind of give more details in the process of it. Marie and I both met with the individual, and he kind of gave us a proposal and said if the board was interested, he would come back in November. So that's what we're going to do, because, I mean, the chance to save $65,000 over the next 11 years. So anytime you get a chance to do that, you kind of want to look at it.
Miller said the board will hold a work session in November or early December to go over the budget situation.
Kind of go over budget-wise and where our numbers are and where we're projected to be over the next 3 to 5 years. So that way we can kind of get a basis of where we're at. And I like looking at budgets and study budgets a lot of times. So it's kind of Miller to show the board of where I think we're going to go and kind of do some assumptions and projections. So that way, you know, as we move forward to, you know, negotiations and everything for next year, the board kind of understands where we're at. So, I mean, I think it'll be good. It'll be a chance for me to show the board where we're at and where we've been over the first 6 months that I've been here.
Miller said he intends to offer a better explanation to the board and public at the meeting about the finances and what's available and where the funds come from.
You know, everybody's like, why don't you just move the money from here to here, or why are you buying a bus when you the staff and that? It's like there's different accounts, so, you know, you kind of break it down. There's different checkbooks, like when your family, you have one checkbook that you can move money wherever you want to do, but as a school, you're kind of limited on what the state has in place and what account can buy which and which fund you can do this from. So it's more of, you know, using visuals and different things and showing what can and can't come out of each account.
And they approved a contract Monday night with Christine Whaler, who will serve as the school nurse at Exira EHK.
We've been without one since the start of the year, and it's one of the things, you know, required by the state, so we'll have her starting come Monday or next week, so it'll be good to have a school nurse. It'll also lessen up some of our elementary principal and their sick kids trying to take care of them and figure out what's wrong. So, I mean, it's been great that she's been able to cover, but it'll be nice to have somebody in staff to make sure all of our immunizations and everything line up the way they need to.
Elsewhere in the news, the Natural Resource Commission for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources approved two resource enhancement and protection public-private cost-share grant requests from the Iowa Natural Heritage Foundation during its October meeting. The projects were awarded a total of $510,000. Public-private grants are used for land acquisition, with 75% of the acquisition costs coming from REAP and the remaining 25% from private contributions. Among the REAP public-private grants were the Fremont County Botna Bottoms acquisition, $135,750. That project will combine the two EWP and WRP properties into one 179-acre tract bordering the East Nishna Botna River. Botna Bottoms contains quality wildlife habitat, including grassland, riparian woodland, wet prairie, sedge meadow, and wetland. The funds for the project will transfer the property to the IDNR, Nishna Botna Wildlife Unit. Major benefits of the acquisition are said to include public hunting, wildlife and plant habitat, and improved water quality. And the Fremont County Biscuit Roof Bluff received $378,972. The goal of the project is to protect and restore property in the Fremont County along the Lus Hill Scenic Byway that contains rare Lus Hills remnant prairie and oak woodlands. Funds for the project will be used for acquisition of just over 173 acres, future uses for which call for wildlife and native plant habitat, public hunting, and scenic views. Holiday wreaths, sprays, and centerpieces are available for purchase in Atlantic from any member of the Chi Beta Phi, a local women's service organization. The group sells the holiday greens annually, with the proceeds going to various community projects. This year's proceeds will be donated to the Cass County Health System Foundation as part of a campaign to purchase a 3D mammography unit for the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Nancy White, project chair, says they're excited to support the purchase of a 3D mammography unit for the hospital. She says they know that early diagnosis is a key to successful treatment, and 3D technology provides the information necessary for that early diagnosis. Holiday items for sale will include wreaths, sprays, centerpieces, garlands, and live potted evergreen and holly trees, the prices of which range from $20 to $50. The products will be delivered locally before Thanksgiving and can also be shipped directly to friends and family out of town. If you'd like more information or to make a purchase, you can contact Nancy White at 254-0471 or Bonnie Williams at 254-0997 or any other Chi Beta Phi member. All orders must be placed by October 30th. The news was brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call today at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.